the Junior League of Charleston and WCHS for the 5th, 4th, and 6th grades in Kanawha County Schools. Today's story is called Sounds from Outer Space. Welcome, boys and girls, to a new and different story about your state. Today, we're going to learn about history in the making and find out how West Virginia is tuning in on Outer Space. Now, unbelievable as it may be, but the sounds you are hearing are actually sounds from outer space. Let's listen again. Now, I know that you're all anxious to find out how we can possibly hear these sounds from so many billions of miles away. In order to get an on-the-spot account of our story, hop aboard my bus and join me on a trip to Green Bank, West Virginia, where we'll listen to more sounds from outer space and learn about the exciting new work being done there. Number one now arriving at Green Bank, West Virginia. My, what a lovely little town. And perhaps you're all wondering how such a little town, nestled in a valley between the Allegheny Mountains, could possibly have anything to do with outer space. The first thing we see from our bus is the sign saying the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. Well, that certainly is an important sounding title. But look, just ahead there, there's a tremendous object rising toward the sky. It is shaped like a big dish, about 85 feet across in diameter and resting on giant legs. Why, it even has a four-pronged antenna projecting from the middle of the dish and pointing straight upwards. What is this weird structure doing in the middle of a green field? And what does the National Radio Astronomy Observatory mean? Well, here comes our guide for the trip, and perhaps he'll be able to answer all of our questions. Let's sit down here on this big rock, and I'll try to explain a little of what you have seen. Certainly, my friends, you are all familiar with telescopes that help us to see the stars and the planets. Now, these telescopes are a great help to scientists in learning more about the stars, the planets, and other celestial bodies in our universe. But even though they can see many, many times better than we do with the naked eye, they can still see only a very small part of the universe. Now here at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Green Bank, West Virginia, we have what are called radio telescopes that can pick up radio waves from stars and other celestial objects so far away that we cannot see them even with the most powerful visual telescope in the world. Now, this study of the heavens by means of radio waves is called radio astronomy. Just think of it, and this is hard for us to imagine, that the instruments being used right here in Green Bank, West Virginia, are recording radio signals which occurred as much as 10 billion years ago. So, now you can see how important the radio telescope is to the scientists and how much we can learn from this new science of radio astronomy. Before we go inside one of the laboratories to see recordings of these sounds or radio waves, let us look around and see what we can about Green Bank, West Virginia, and why it was picked for such an important work. It seems that these large radio telescopes will pick up radio waves made by man right here on Earth, as well as those coming to us from outer space. A valley surrounded by mountains is a good place for a radio telescope, since the mountains help to block out any man-made noises. This lovely area called Deer Creek Valley also has good weather conditions, with few storms or high winds, snow or ice, which would affect the radio telescopes. According to a special team of scientists and technicians Greenbank, West Virginia seemed better than any other place in the United States. So in 1957, the area was bought by the National Science Foundation, and work was started on the first telescope. It certainly does make us proud of our state to realize that West Virginia was picked as the site for such important work. Here, qualified scientists from all over the country can come and use this expensive and complicated equipment. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory has made it possible for research to be done that previously was too expensive for any one group to handle. There is still a lot of construction going on around here, as you can see. The men are rapidly working on a new 140-foot telescope, laboratories, and other buildings. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're not worn out. But it's all so new and exciting to me that I can't stop telling you all about it. How about reaching your arms overhead for a quick stretch before we go into one of the laboratories? All ready? Now we're in the control room where the scientists can receive information being picked up by the Big Dish radio telescope outside. Listen very carefully so you can understand all about how the telescope works. In fact, the subject of radio astronomy is so new that many of you will be able to surprise your families with a story they have never heard before. Way out in space, there are many different kinds of heavenly bodies. The most familiar of these are the stars and the planets that we are able to see with our visual telescopes. All of these heavenly bodies are constantly sending out waves or rays, some of which are strong enough to penetrate the Earth's atmosphere and be picked up by our radio telescopes. However, most of the stars and planets that we can see do not send out signals strong enough for us to detect as yet. Our Sun, which is considered by astronomers as just a medium-sized star, is able to be detected, as well as several planets like Mars, Saturn, and Venus. For the most part, though, we are constantly receiving radio signals from heavenly bodies never seen by man. These strange formations have been named radio stars since only our radio telescope can see them. Now, radio stars remain a very great mystery. We know some are shells of exploding stars. Some are churning clouds of gases. Some are matter stirred up by colliding galaxies. But we do not know how they work or how they are able to transmit broadcasts more powerful and intense than any man could possibly make. The Big Dish telescope is able to pick up very few of the many radio waves being transmitted through space. It's a long journey for even a very powerful wavelength to travel through space, penetrate the Earth's atmosphere, and finally to reach the bowl of our telescope. There, these waves are reflected to one main point in the center of the bowl, the antenna. Waves striking the antenna set up a current, which is passed to a receiver right here to us in the laboratory. Here, we amplify or make them louder and feed them through a recorder. Now let's be very still and we'll listen again to how these radio waves sound. And now you understand that we are really listening to outer space. It's so exciting because every day we learn something new about the heavens. In fact, that is our purpose of building the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. With all this hard work, we hope to find out where these signals come from, what objects emit radio waves, and how they are produced. We want a better understanding of our solar system and to know how stars and galaxies are made. All in all, we want to gain information that will help us to understand the nature of things, the orderly character of the universe. Perhaps, boys and girls, one of you might someday be a radio astronomer. It might be you who will discover life on a neighboring planet or make a brilliant discovery about our universe. Meanwhile, we are all proud to think that many such discoveries could be made from the radio telescope in Green Bank, West Virginia. If you would like to really visit the National Radio Astronomy Observatory with your family or friends, the staff will gladly welcome you and show you around the area. You have been listening to Exploring Your State, a series presented each week at the same time by the Junior League of Charleston and WCHS Radio for the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades in Kanawha County Schools. Today's script was written by Linda Coyle. Your narrator, Ned Scaff. Next week on Exploring Your State, we'll hear the story of the Battle of Scary Creek.